We talked to you before. We talked to Cam yesterday. I'm sure you've heard his comments. Have you? He said he's going to plan to talk to the league. Mm-hmm. Are you?
Yes. You know, it's interesting because of, you know, some of the previous games we've played, Denver, Atlanta, New Orleans, and then this recent one. And one of the things that I do is, you know, if something comes up, I have reached out to the league concerning our quarterback. And, you know, they've responded. I think they've responded appropriately. And, you know, they've done the things or trying to do the things that, that they need to. You know, my concern being is, and you guys have heard me talk about this, I think he gets a little bit of the Shaquille O'Neal treatment. You know, he's a bigger guy for that position as opposed to some of the smaller quarterbacks of stature that when they get hit, you know, they roll around and to the ground. And, you know, when he gets hit, he absorbs them. And it doesn't look as bad. And I think sometimes that might be part of the reason that he doesn't get the calls that he deserves or he should get. You know, because at the point, you know, it's more about, I think, making sure that he's getting the equal treatment and the protection he deserves as a quarterback in the pocket. As a passer, you know, he gets those types of protections. And so, you know, I've reached out to the league, and the league has responded, you know, and whether it be Dean Blandino or Troy Vincent. And most recently, I have reached out to the commissioner, and you know, he's responded, and we'll continue to work through this and see how it goes. But, you know, this is something that I work on every week, you know, quite frankly. I don't talk about it because, you know, it's between me and the league and this team. And, you know, this is something now that's become a little bit public because of his statements. And Cam is correct. You know, I support him 100% in this. And, you know, hopefully we can get this rectified and corrected. And I think, you know, there is the obvious. And we'll see what happens from there.
Are you able to share the gist of what their response has been?
No. What goes on in that realm is between, as I said, myself, the team, and the league.
Like, you were upset on the sideline after
yes,
that hit, too.
I was. You know, and it's tough. I get it. It's a very difficult job that the referees have, and let's be honest about that. It is really hard. But I think it also begs to wanting an eighth referee on the field. I think it begs to having full-time referees on the field. I think it begs to also having replay that can be implemented in some form. But I do think people have to understand, you know, that we do the best we can. The referees are doing the best they can, and it's a very difficult job.
Obviously, can't go into too much detail about your discussions with the commissioner and with the league, but have those been proposed solutions from you? Have you proposed
those? Have been proposed solutions, I think, from a lot of coaches in the league. You know, I'm on one of the subcommittees, and we talk. We've talked recently about that, and those are ongoing discussions. And again, the league is looking into these things, and not just for Cam, but for all quarterbacks. And, you know, but again, my concern is for our quarterback and that, you know, again, I think that he's kind of viewed in terms of how Shaquille O'Neal was viewed when he played in the NBA, you know, as a big guy that can absorb those kind of hits.
Were you shocked that the hits to the legs wasn't called yesterday?
I was disappointed it wasn't called. But again, when I got an opportunity to look at it and see it happen, and then I get the benefit of looking up at the screen and seeing it on replay. And so, you know, it confirmed what I thought. So, again, it's difficult. And you know, you'd like to see those calls made. I'd love to see our quarterback get those, you know, those calls.
How recent were those talks with Goodell?
Recent.
Within the past day?
Recent. You know, it's we've communicated, and, you know, he's been great, as has Troy Vincent and, as I said earlier, Dean Blandino.
Can you think of another current quarterback that – faces the same kind of situation?
Well, there's a few other guys. I mean, you know, people have talked about it, and I've brought up that there's another quarterback that has had the same type of situation and circumstances. You know, and again, right, wrong, or indifferent, it's happened. And I do agree he's not the only one that has had some calls missed. But, I mean, to me, you know, this is our guy I'm talking about, and I'd like to see it.
Do you think he's unfairly treated then?
I think he's not getting calls because of his stature, his size. I think, you know, some people think, again, and I refer to it, we're talking about a guy that's different. You know, he reacts differently to a hit. A smaller guy that's, you know, right around 6 foot, 200 pounds, he gets hit, he's going to roll over. This guy gets hit, and he absorbs it, keeps going.
The league put out, Ron, kind of through various channels, that he's actually middle of the pack in terms of number of missed calls since 13. Your response to that?
I have no response to that. I'm not going to respond to it. I mean, that's up to the league, or that's up to whoever's putting it out.
Would that surprise you if that were an accurate stat?
Maybe. But, you know, again, as I said, I've gotten things that I've had to look at directly involving our quarterback. You know, and as I've said before, I know it's a difficult job that the referees have. You know, and I've, you know, brought things up to the league before, and they've responded. And, again, we'll just continue, and hopefully, you know, as we go forward, we won't have to worry about this.
What do you think it's going to take to actually cause action and not just discussion?
I don't know. It's, you know, again, this is a difficult set of circumstances, and we're going to work our way through it.
Rob, is it frustrating to have those discussions early on in the year after the Denver game and have them keep coming here in week 7 or 8?
Well, yeah, I think you could say that. I mean, but, again, you know, I'm just going to say that I understand. I get it. You know, I've been in this league 30 years, and I know how difficult it is. It's difficult for the referees. It's difficult for the coaches. It's difficult for the players. And we just got to continue to hopefully work through it and, you know, have the right type of solution. And again, if it means having an eighth referee or, you know, using a replay, well, maybe that's what it takes. But, again, it's something that the league is working through and the league is aware of it.
Where would you put the eighth official, and what would the
replay? Well, I can't tell you where they would put it, and I can't tell you how the replay would work. It's something that we as the league have, you know, going to have to decide going into next season. And, you know, it'll be part of the discussion probably, and from there we'll go.
Would you anticipate you guys as an organization raising the issue at the owners' meetings?
I don't know. I have to sit down with Dave Gettleman and talk about it. You know, Dave and I, we've met this morning. We like I said, we've had some discussions this morning with the league, and we'll go from there.
So you brought this up a few times to the league, and again, I know you can't really go into much detail, but has the sense of urgency in the way you bring it up or the impatience increased at all?
Well, again, we're talking about it again, so we'll see.
Some people want to see you, when you see your quarterback hit like that, go crazy on the sidelines or in here, pound your fist. Why don't you do that? What's the goal behind kind of being calm about it?
Because that way I can have a rational discussion with the referee. I'd much rather talk with him on equal terms as opposed to, you know, being overly emotional. I've done that before and it doesn't work. At least this way, you know, I thought the discussion I had with the head referee was at least it was meaningful. He was very upfront and honest about it, and we went on from there.
What did he say, Ron?
That's a discussion I had. That's between he and I.
What did he say specifically about the Campbell play, though?
About the what?
Campbell play. The Campbell hit.
No, he and I had, you know, we had a discussion.
Khalil?
We'll see. I know he's seeing the doctor, and we'll go from there. Same thing with Shaq. I know he's going to – I think he's had his MRI. And, you know, as you guys know, I don't go ask those questions till after this meeting.
Mike Remmers yesterday seemed to have strong game. Have you seen him play better?
Mike had a very good game yesterday. He graded very high for us, and he played very efficient, did the things that he needed to do to give us a chance, and was very pleased. I mean – I thought he did the things that he's capable of. He's feeling pretty good physically in terms of health, and it showed. Same thing for Shaq. We'll wait and see what comes out of it once he sees the doctor, and I'll talk to RV after this.
Was the shoulder something that's been bothering Ryan?
Who? No. It's something that happened in the game.
Do you have a level of concern for him?
I don't know what my level should be until I get an opportunity to talk to RV after this.
I don't know if there were any kind of initial evaluations.
Other than it was a shoulder sprain or something, until they get the MRI and he gets a chance to see the doctor, which he probably has seen, we really won't know.
So both of them are getting MRIs, is that correct?
Yes, they'll both have had MRIs by the time I see RV.
You wound up on Faces in the Crowd for the Cubs game last night?
I wasn't there. I got tickets for my son, who's a diehard Cub fan, and he actually went to the game. It was kind of nice because one of his friends from growing up out there, who was a diehard as well, they got together with some other friends, and they hung out and had a good time. And it was good to see the Cubbies win. You know, we talked about it because I don't know if he's ever seen them win. So he was there at a good time.
How close was Bradbury to playing?
He's close. He had a good week last week. He was still a little tentative on it. And so we felt if we can get by another week without him, he'd be 1 week better. So we decided not to, because one thing we really hadn't seen him do, Bill, is push off on that, just stick that foot in the ground and go. We've seen everything else, but stick that foot in the ground is of concern, and we just wanted to make sure, you know, we didn't put a guy out there that all of a sudden he'd be back on the sideline.
Any update on Michael?
Actually, Michael was here today. It's good to see him. I know he's going to see the doctor later on, but again, he's still in the protocol. But he was here smiling, laughing, and so that's usually a good sign.
The risk of getting the cart ahead of the horse, but optimistic for his chances this week.
I don't want to say on that, Joe, but you know, we'll see what the doctors say after he sees them.
Did Sean do a little more blitzing at least early in that game, Ron?
You know, I thought he mixed it very well. He did come out and he was aggressive early on with these guys, and I think I do think it worked. I think it got the engine going, the motor going. In fact, the very first play of the game was a blitz. They completed it for 9 yards, though. But I think the fact that we were close to the quarterback and hurried him, applied the pressure, I think kind of got the guys up front going. And then it just kind of built itself from there.
Is it tough for him to do too much blitzing? I know that's not really his MO anyway, but because of the way the secondary is constructed.
It is a little bit tough because, again, you know, you're always thinking about, and Sean and I talk about this, about making sure that the young guys, you know, have had enough reps in this, understand, you know, what they need to do in these things. And that's all part of the development and growth of these guys. Some of the blitzes we have do count for checks that need to be made, and you're always concerned that these guys are understanding those things. So, but I do know, you know, coming off the bye week, we worked on some things, and then we had a couple extra practices that really gave him a chance to work on some of those concepts. So going forward, I can almost say, you know, there are going to be continued use of those concepts.
Ryan, you see why the players get excited, the fans get excited when sacks come. They obviously change games. So why is there such an emphasis on that?
Well, again, it is about getting to the quarterback and being disruptive. And any time you can create a situation where you're putting your offense back on the field, that's huge. And again, it's all part of you know, football. I mean, there has to be this consistency between the offense and the defense when you want to, you know, keep it rolling. Again, the quicker you get them back on the field, the better. So three and outs are huge for us. Being able to do that, get off on third downs, that's why it's important. And third down is such a big down anyways. Big emphasis made by every team, whether they get to third down and you see the players, their images come up and they're talking, all right, let's go, you know, fans, let's get up this third down. I mean, it's a big deal.
How did you celebrate sacks?
How did I? Jogging back to the sideline. I mean, back then we didn't do a lot of that stuff. I didn't have a lot anyways.
You all evaluated and then eventually signed Leonard. Did you do that with the mindset that he would be a piece of the blitz package?
Be part of the nickel package, absolutely. You know, the one thing that we've always kind of been searching for has been that guy that is very similar to what we had with good old number 41. You know, we really have. I mean, we understand, you know, that piece, and we've been trying to find that next piece. And when we had an opportunity to watch Leonard, you know, Dave and his guys came to us with him and said, you know, here's a guy that was at Tampa. These are the things that he's done at Tampa. We know some of the things they do are similar to us. So we spent a lot of time looking at him and knowing that he was coming off of the ankle injury. We felt this was a guy that we wanted. Unfortunately, it took a little bit longer to get him, you know, off of the pup and ready to roll. But now we're starting to see that, you know, it looks like we may be right. I'm not going to say we're right yet because this is just one game, but we may be right. He's done some really good things. He brought some energy out there. He's a very aggressive blitzer, and he plays the techniques kind of the way we want him to, but you can also tell that he was rusty. And we just feel good that, you know, if we continue to grow and things keep getting better, that he can be a big part of what we want to do on defense.
Played 65 snaps. Did you expect him that much, or was it because of Shaq?
It was because of Shaq, you know, and that kind of threw that at us cube. And He doesn't look any worse for the wear this morning. You know, I saw him bouncing around in the weight room. So Leonard seemed to react pretty well, and you know, we'll see how he is come Wednesday.
Some people were surprised and pleased with the energy level he did bring to the field when he was in. Is that his personality style?
Yes, that is definitely his personality style. You guys haven't had a chance to watch him practice. He's something else when he practices. And, I mean, he's going 100 miles an hour, and he does bring energy.
Is he chatty?
Yes, very much so.
Do you know about his game pants?
No.
He wore game pants while he was on the NFI.
Oh, you're talking about practice. Yes, yeah. Yes. I did notice that he did wear them whether we were in – he was never in pads during when he was on NFI, but yes, he did wear the game pants when he was doing all of his rehab stuff. Yes, you're right. I did that.
I like that mindset that he, you know, was the whole idea of getting back into a game.
Yes. Well, when we started practicing, when he was eligible to start practice, I noticed it right away. He was the only guy in game pants during the non-padded practices. And I just kind of went, oh, okay, he's getting into it. And he was into it. He really was. And he was definitely chatty. I mean, you could hear him out there. And, you know, he says some pretty outlandish things. And he's, in terms of just getting after guys and challenging guys, it just he's funny. He does bring that energy.
You guys are looking for guys to bring in this offseason. Was Gradkowski a guy yesterday?
Yes, very much so. And that's why. I mean, we had lost Fernando in a free agency, and we needed to find a guy that had the same type of abilities. And we know that Gino had started before. I knew some coaches that know him that I called that were very positive on who he was as a football player. And Dave felt very comfortable with him. You know, again, he fits that hog molly mold that Dave likes. And so he was somebody that we brought in. Initially, when we first saw him, we weren't quite sure. But, you know, but we also realized that it was about learning and getting comfortable. And once he got comfortable – he looked really good during the training camp portion of getting ready for the season, and we felt very positive. And the way he handled the next man up mentality was outstanding. I mean, he stepped in and we didn't miss a beat, so it was good to see.
What was the vibe like today?
Good. You know, the guys are excited. It's funny how everybody talks about everything, you know, being better. Food tastes better. The treatment's better. You know, the guys really just felt good about it. And, you know, it's one of those things I talked to, and I said, you know, the difference between, you know, being, you know, where we are and where we want to be is obviously just opportunities. And so the big thing is we just got to make sure we take advantage of the next opportunity and starting to get ready for our next opponent.
Good.
How'd you make out on any other injuries, Ron?
The only other one that I remember from last night really was Robert. And then the hamstring tightened up, and we'll see how he is and whether or not it loosens up as we go further into the week. And, you know, hopefully, James will be ready if that's the case.
Cardinals were pretty adamant. They thought that was a pass attempt by Palmer on Davis. When you looked at the replay, what did you say?
What I thought I saw was just the empty hand. You know, I know he was trying to throw it because the 31 was in the area. But, again, I mean, when he got hit and he got shook around, you know, it looked like the empty hand to me.
Was Norwell okay? I know he kind of missed pregame.
He felt a little uncomfortable with his calf. That was the word he used to me. So he went in and stretched it out and came back out and played the game. So I hope he feels uncomfortable all the time because he played very well. His calf.
Trey Boston earned his roll back.
He's earning it. He's earning it. I'm not going to say he's earned it completely because, again, we were in a situation where we were playing a team that had to throw the ball a lot. You know, but I like who Michael is for us. I think he's a guy that, you know, brings some energy and some physicality as well. So, you know, Trey just got to keep playing hard and doing things the right way.
Great. Thanks, Coach.
All right. Thank you guys.